This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. My email inbox is inundated with choices for fall bulb planting. I'm an advocate of buying locally first. See what your local nurseries have to offer before you place an order. The catalogs do offer a wider variety than some of our local stores, so if you don't see what you want, then by all means, use those other resources. However, it's important to make sure you're getting a good product. When your bulbs arrive, inspect them immediately. Your bulbs, rhizomes, and corms should be firm. A little surface mold is fine, but making sure there are no gushy areas is essential. If you detect a bad odor or discover some mushy parts, call the company. Any reputable nursery will exchange them. This goes for bulbs you bought locally, too. It's important to plant your bulbs right away. If you must, they can be stored for up to 2 weeks in a cool, dry place with the bag open to allow air circulation. Any longer than that, and odds are you won't have good luck. Most bulbs flower best in full sun. Early bloomers can be planted under deciduous trees since they won't leaf out before the flowers appear. After planting your bulbs, water them in. You won't see anything above ground till next spring, but don't forget them. If there's been no rain, give them a drink. To deter squirrels, lay chicken wire over the area. If that's not practical, then remember last week's Garden Bite on bad-tasting bulbs. I dislike mushrooms. I know people think I'm weird. While that may be true, I digress. The bad-tasting bulbs to the critters are like mushrooms to me. I avoid them. I'll have lots more information on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, too, and send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.